An Easter sermon out of the Gospel of John in the 20th chapter. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings laying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings laying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been laying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the resurrection Christ be with you today and always. Amen. Easter's always been one of my favorite times of the year. I think when I was young, I loved getting new clothes. And people always seem to be coming out of their winter funk. And of course, all the chocolate wasn't half bad either. Later, I was in love with the message of Jesus being bodily resurrected because it challenged my scientific mind and tickled my faith bone. Now, after taking a deep dive into theology while in seminary and in answering my call into ministry, Easter is less about celebration and feels more to me like another great commission. Another calling into discipleship. I especially feel that when I read this gospel story out of John, where we are given Mary Magdalene as the primary model of what a disciple's calling is after the resurrection of Christ. You see, Mary was coming to the tomb for reasons only known to her. We're told that it's still dark. And I can't help but think that that was both in the real world and in her own inner emotional world. Why was she coming to the tomb? What was she expecting? What was she wanting? And what a surprise when she arrived to see that the stone was rolled away. And so she ran to get some help to share the news that something had happened. And the other disciples, those crazy guys, what did they do? They had a running competition to get there first. Now, being a disciple is not a competition, boys. Haven't you heard this message before, right? Time and time again. Remember how they always want to argue over who's the greatest or the best or the first? And Jesus always has to redirect them and reteach them. And now, in this time of stress, they fall back into the same old routine. And it doesn't get them anything. No, it doesn't. They arrive and they find the tomb empty. They don't take the time to really understand, even though they see and believe, we are told. But believing and acting are two different things. And then they leave. But Mary, she doesn't, does she? And Jesus reveals himself to her. See, revelation is a whole different situation. Revelation is transformative. What I find interesting is that Mary is first becoming emotional to the point of having tears fall and expresses her confusion and worry that someone has taken the body of Jesus and moved him into where she doesn't know. Have you ever led off with 100% emotion and it clouded your understanding, your perspective, your very ability to see? Yep. This Mary, she is someone I can connect with here. When in your life have you called out to God because you were feeling God's absence, or were afraid, or were confused, or were hurt? You can link into those emotions right now, right along with her, right? She's so caught up in her emotion and her emotion over the situation she believes has happened that she doesn't even recognize Jesus as he's standing right in front of her, speaking with her. Until when? That's right. Until Jesus speaks her name. Mary. And then it's like the scales fall off and the tears dry up. Her whole being must have leapt with joy upon hearing her name spoken by her beloved teacher. She calls him by her own pet name, the sweet name Rabboni, and reaches out for him. Of course she does. And Jesus warns her not to touch him, to remain at a distance. How much that must have pained her to do in that moment. And Jesus sends her as the first teller of the gospel, the first good news deliverer to everyone else was Mary, a woman. Now I want to share with you a little confession. Remember, I've been up in this pulpit and I've confessed and spoken about being kicked out of Sunday school class quite often. Well, this was one of those times. You see, women were not encouraged to teach or to question in my biological father's church, and it didn't take long for the little feminist in me to start to challenge that, right? And here we have Mary being the one who saw Jesus after his resurrection, and I felt like that story was always glossed over because I saw that she was the one to tell all the boys, and yet she wasn't the one celebrated. It seems that if you keep asking those why questions to this story, you have to go sit in the sanctuary with your very cross and embarrassed father because no one's told you those rules. But back to Mary. Only after she heard her name lovingly did she see what was right in front of her the whole time. You know how that feels too, I suspect, right? You've probably heard your names on the lips of a loved one and felt immediately at home and at peace. And I'm sure you have said someone's name from your own lips and knew that they felt your love for them. And I know that we will forever yearn to hear our names said again by the voices of those who have left us. We recognize ourselves and the beloved other in the saying of each other's names. Names are powerful. Names have meaning. Names cause revelation. And so Mary speaks out the good news. She speaks the gospel of the ongoing revelation of what resurrection is and what its implications mean, that death and evil have no power here, that in the rising of Jesus Christ out of that tomb, released into the world, the promise that we too are to be saved, raised up out of our death and sin and grasp of this world. We too will step into the new garden, the new Jerusalem. But first we have work to do, my friends. We have this work to do because of this Easter promise. This holy day is not only about the celebration that Christ overcame death and the grave. No, we have more here. This is not just a celebration, but it's a commission to live as a people who already know their destiny, already know the promise of life and love and grace and mercy. We are called by name to live in the world as the disciples who run to tell the good news to others, not run for the sake of outrunning the others. We are called by name. We are called by his name. Remember, we are Christians, people of Christ. We are called by name while it is still dark, to discover that the stone has been rolled away and he is not there. He is where we are going. Where we are going after all our work here is done. We are called by name and sent out to proclaim that we have seen the Lord. Not to believe in the Lord, not to race to win the Lord, not to covet the grave clothes of the Lord, not to simply understand the Lord. No, we're to proclaim by our words, our deeds, our love, our grace, and our forgiveness that we are his and he is ours. You have been called by name this very Easter. Where are you going to go next, my brothers and sisters, with that news? Because there is much work to be done in the freedom and the salvation that is already realized. There is much work to be done. The stone has been rolled and he is not there. He is risen indeed. Thanks be to God, hallelujah, he is risen indeed, amen.